The new report on the Uvalde school shooting from a Texas legislative committee details the failure of the law enforcement response to the mass shooter. But it also points out that people miss signs that this was a young person thinking about committing violence. Texas State Representative Joe Moody, who served on the committee, spoke with NPR's Steve Inskeep this morning.
This is someone who is on multiple platforms. It becomes a running joke calling him a school shooter on those platforms. None of those people made any sorts of reports, even though he made no secret of the fact that he was fascinated with school shootings.
Well, thankfully, sometimes people do come forward to report a potential shooting before it happens. And on occasion, it is the parents who might see something like a journal entry that details plans for an attack. When that happens, it can be an agonizing decision to report your own child to the police. The Wall Street Journal's Tonnell Hobbs spoke with parents who did exactly that. Tonnell, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
So why don't we start with a woman named Alania Vasquez, who decided that she would report her 14-year-old son to police, essentially hoping that he could get some help. What did she see that prompted her to call police?
You know, he's had, since he was 3 years old, she had noticed that he had some, mental issues as far as acting out, reacting overboard to situations. So she's had him in counseling just for years. But in these later years, when he was 14, even before turn of 14, she had just noticed that he had this obsession with mass shooters, an obsession with violence. Just really couldn't stop talking about it, obsessed with guns, and just making threats in school. And she just got so concerned where she felt, I need to report him, because she feared that he could get around a like-minded person that would provide him a weapon and that he would go do harm likely at a school.
And then what happened when she did report it?
You know, she actually really did want him to get the help. And obviously she wanted to protect the public too. But she didn't realize that he would be charged with a felony. But he got some help. He didn't get the intensive help that she wanted, not right away anyway. But what she had to do was basically say, my child is a danger, and here's what's going on with my child. And that was the way that she did get something done. But it was a hard choice to make.
No, I can only imagine. Yes. And it's a choice that, it turns out not many parents are making, and we don't know exactly why, but there's a recent study by the Center for Targeted Violence Prevention that found most of the time it's either the fellow students or the staff at a school who are warning authorities ahead of time, and it's only parents who are stopping a potential attack just about 4% of the time. So what does that tell you about the challenges that parents are facing here?
Right. And that's what law enforcement and professionals, counselors, that's the percentage that they point to, because they feel like with parents, living in the household and being in the position to observe, that they would think that the 4% of cases that they felt were averted by someone telling, that number would be higher than 4% for parents.
Mm. Well, we should point out that Alania Vasquez is not alone. And I think that anyone who's ever tried to find a good therapist for their kids knows something about this, at least in some small way.
Right.
What did you learn about how hard it is to find mental health care for kids before it ever gets to this point where there's a threat that's imminent?
Yeah, I was really astounded all that Alania Vasquez had done to try to get him help. And he needed more than just, popping into the counselor every now and then. He was at the point where he really did need that, intensive in-house long-term care. And that's what she was having problems getting. It got worse and worse every year. And her fear was that, oh my God, well, I don't want my child to be the next school shooter.
Tonnell, as a parent, I can't help but put myself in the shoes of these moms and dads who are making this tough decision. And I think one of the reasons that it must be so hard is that even if you do get your kid help, and it seems like Alania Vasquez eventually did, and even if you stop an attack, your relationship with your kid might forever be changed. So I guess my question for you is how her son is doing and how they are doing together.
Yeah, that's a great question. And that is a fear. And it, from my interviews with parents, there's that happens that even to this day, even after a couple years after the report was made to police, their children still feel like that was unnecessary, especially if they have a criminal record. That was, they really are still angry about that. For Alana and her son, their relationship is still strained. And when I talk to her son, he still just can't understand why his mother needed to get police involved. And he's still angry about that.
So would you say that she's at peace with her decision?
Oh, yeah. She has no regrets. She doesn't know how far it would have went. And obviously, when the police got involved and they searched his room, they found his journal that was very detailed on him wanting to, you know, he'd made threats to kill his mother, her boyfriend, and then go and kill everyone at the school and then kill himself. And so she really believes she did the right thing. She believes that she could have averted a school shooting. And she just felt it was a matter of time before her son could have gotten a weapon somehow and acted out what he wrote in his journal.
Tonnell Hobbs is a senior special writer on the investigations team at the Wall Street Journal. We'll link you to her piece at hereandnow.org. Thank you very much.
Thank you.